In Australia, there's lots of snakes as well. Is there snakes in Guam?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of snakes in Guam. One of which is very famous is the brown tree snake. Now, the brown tree snake was brought over to Guam a long time ago in cargo ships when it hid in the cargo, and the cargo was unloaded onto the docks of Guam. So when these brown tree snakes were accidentally released onto Guam soil, they subsequently destroyed most of Guam's bird population. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's amazing. So, yeah, introductions like that can cause disasters for wildlife.
Yeah, exactly. And because these brown tree snakes destroyed most of the bird life on Guam, we've lost a lot of beautiful tropical birds that used to live on Guam. Another thing that I can think of that was introduced to Guam but isn't a wild animal is a wild plant. And we call it a Japanese bonsai leaf, actually. And I believe bonsai means suicide or something in Japanese. But what these leaves do is that they grow and grow, and they look like vines. So they cover loads and loads of trees and good wildlife that are out there. Plant life. And they keep these plant life from growing because they essentially ambush them and keep sunlight from ever reaching them.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So if you can imagine a building covered completely in really thick vine, that's how these Japanese bonsai leaves work. They completely shroud and cover all of the good plant life that we have on Guam. So we've lost a lot of good plant life, beautiful different types of leaves and bushes and
flowers.
Mm. Yeah. So in addition to losing all of our bird life, we've also lost a lot of this plant life to this introduction of a foreign plant species to Guam.